Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that granting federal recognition to six Indian tribes would cost about $67 million over the next 4 years.
That's not a magnitude of a score that will trip the bill up.
That's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who introduced a bill to recognize the tribes in the Senate.
This is the closest that we've gotten, but the Senate floor vote is the last thing, and we are strategizing with the committee chair and our ranking about how to get it over the last hurdle.
The $67 million would pay for child welfare services, health benefits, and economic development grants, among other things. Now, the bill has already made it through the House, where Republican Congressman Rob Whitman's bill passed back in May.
There are a number of things that they can access as far as economic development dollars for their tribes, but their footprints are small. The land mass that they have are very small. It's not about trying to get benefits, but it's about saying that they have the same status as other tribes in the United States.
Virginia Indian tribes don't have federal recognition because they signed treaties with the Crown of England before the Revolution. Other Indian tribes signed treaties with the United States government, which did not exist when Virginia Indian tribes entered into their agreements. I'm Michael Pope.